So in order to understand a lot about oil and gas bearing formations, we kind of have to understand how did the oil and gas get there in the first place. So what I'm about to talk about is really the organic theory of the origin of oil and gas. And it kind of goes like this, that basically in the ancient times, 200 to 300 million years ago, you had to have a warm, shallow sea, or a bay, or a basin, if you will. And that sea is fed by rivers, and there's a lot of marine life in this sea, coral perhaps, or other marine life. And these rivers are bring organic material, dead trees, leaves, all kinds of things like that, into the sea as well. So that material plus the marine life dies and settles to the bottom of the bay and gets buried with incoming sediments. In this process, the organic material and the seawater and everything gets overlaid with sediments. And the organic material is protected from ordinary decay. There's no sunlight, there's no oxygen, plus the saltiness of the salt water prevents ordinary decay. That process is repeated over and over and over so that the organic material gets buried along with the sediments, and the heat and the pressure cause those sediments to become rock and entrapping that oil, gas, and water in place. Again, that process is repeated over and over to it's buried very deeply, and then the heat and the pressure and chemical reactions turns that organic material into oil and gas. That oil and gas now is not going to just sit there. It's going to migrate. It's going to move. If the formation in which it is now resides, it's porous because it's there, but it has to be permeable. And if it's permeable, it'll move. And it will, because it's under tremendous pressure, it will eventually work its way all the way to the surface. And if it does, it comes out and at the surface. It's called a seep, an oil seep. And if you're familiar with the American TV show, the Beverly Hillbillies, you know this process. You know about this because that one day Uncle Jed was out shooting at some food, and up through the ground came a bubbling crude. That's a depiction of an oil seep. So, like I said, if it will work its way all the way to the surface unless it is trapped or captured in place. And the way that that occurs is some impermeable layer of rock gets between it and the surface, and it gets trapped. So what we're going to look at here, this slide kind of shows a depiction of different types of traps. One is a dome trap, and you can see here this darker layer depicts an impermeable layer. The black here is the oil and gas, and has been trapped, prevented from going to the surface. This is a salt dome underneath. Salt dome is impermeable, so oil and gas can get trapped up against the salt dome. It's a dome trap. Here, this is sort of representative of a fault trap. So they had an earthquake or something caused the earth formations to slip and causing the oil and gas to butt up against the impermeable layer and trapping it in place. So these are the kinds of things that the geologists are going to be looking for, these traps and seals, oil and gas bearing formations, porous and permeable rock. So let's talk about porosity a little bit. Porosity is that there's space in the rock for the oil and gas to reside. This is some microscopic slides of rock that is very porous. And permeability refers to the characteristic of the rock having pathways through which the oil and gas can flow and flow through the formation and hopefully into your well. As you can imagine, sand being compressed and formed into rock, you could imagine that would be a very porous, and it'll also be permeable rock. The idea of rock can be porous, and that is usually an indication that it's also going to be permeable, but it's not always directly true. Rock can be porous but not permeable. And we know that from the shale formations. If you imagine mud being compressed down and made into rock, It might be porous, it might contain a lot of oil and gas, but it's not going to be permeable. It's not going to be able to flow through. And that's the shales, the Barnett Shale, the Eagleford Shale, Wolf Camp Shale. Those are formerly mud things, and oil and gas cannot flow through that. And so what oil companies have figured out in order to get oil and gas out of those shales is to horizontally drill 2 miles into those formations and then hydraulically fracture the formation. That's the idea of pumping at very high pressure water, sand, and other proppants and other chemicals into the formation, causing it to fracture or crack. And the sand gets into those fissures, keeps them open, and that allows the oil and gas to flow into the wells. And that is sort of man-made permeability, if you will. And that's about all we're going to talk about on horizontal drilling, and that's what that does. So this is what the geologist is probably going to come up with after studying all the data and trying to map the underground. This is a slide that could be 3D. You would have to actually put the glasses on to be able to see this slide in 3D. But they can also take this kind of thing and just put it into a computer program and manipulate it and look at it in all different directions and that kind of thing. And that's what the geologists are going to be doing, looking for the oil and gas bearing formations and the traps and seeds.